you saw him on Sunday. What are kind of your first impressions of him as a quarterback?
Guy that doesn't really make any bad decisions with the football. And his touch, he has a nice, accurate touch, especially on his deep balls. He's very accurate and has a good sense of dropping a dime. So we have to play tight coverage.
Can you take anything away from maybe playing Matt Ryan last week and your preparation this week? Are they similar at all, or is Keenum a completely different animal?
I don't really like to compare guys. Yeah. But Case Keenum is obviously a top-notch quarterback. He's won, 12, 13 games straight or something like that. So he's definitely one of the top quarterbacks in this league. He's been productive. He can do everything. He's made guys miss. And he also can throw dimes. So.
Is Case more elusive than people give him credit for?
Yeah, we've seen him duck up under some guys, man, and just make guys miss and create another opportunity for to get the ball to either Thielen or Diggs or Rudolph or somebody like that. He's really good at creating opportunities to extend the play.
Last week it was all about disrespect. This week it seems like it's just about blocking out the clutter at this point. Stakes are high enough. You don't need anything else.
It's championship week. We focus on us, and we know what it takes. We know what we have to do. And the focus has to be on us. We're coming here, and we have to protect our house.
Nigel, I know you waited a long time to play in your first playoff game. What was that experience like? Was it different than what you expected, the same?
It was great, man. It ended the way I would have liked it to end. It was just a great first game. Obviously, we made some plays and we made some mistakes also that we have to be ready for this game coming up. We know they might come back and try to copycat a couple things that the Falcons did to exploit it. So we pretty much just got to be ready for all cylinders.
Getting that first taste, how hungry are you now to keep it going?
This is what we work for. When you go back and you go in OTAs and all your training and doing everything in the off season with the guys 707 things like that. This is what it's all for. And you put all that work in, man, and you know what's on the line. So we all are excited. We're excited for it. We're ready to just go out here and play.
What sort of challenges Rudolph present at tight end? He's one of the great tight ends in the league.
He's a complete tight end. He's well in the blocking and his receiving game. You might as well classify him as a receiver as what he can do in the passing game. His ability to catch the ball and just trying to find ways to get open. He always has a knack to either extend the play or know where Keenum's going to go if he's in trouble and things like that. So,
Nigel, I feel like we're saying this about a dedicated quarterback, but when you have a quarterback whose quarterback rating was 5 when he got pressure and over 120 when it didn't, how important is getting pressure on him? And is that part of the tape study this week?
Getting pressure on any quarterback is key. And that's going to be the main thing, obviously, up front. And what we do as a game plan and scheme-wise, obviously, hopefully, we'll have some effect in that. But for the most part, we're pretty much just going to go with the guys up front and continue to do what we do.
Nigel, when Jordan went down, like you and Michael Kendricks especially kind of had to step up and, kind of fill his role. Like, how do you think, Michael's done with that, over the rest of the season and the postseason?
He's done it extremely well, man. For him to have to just step up and come in and play my old position and me have to move over and play Jordan's, he's done tremendously well, man. And he's been prepared all year long. He's made a tremendous amount of plays for us. And continue to do that. He's done. He can do everything. He can do everything. There's nothing Mike Kendricks can't do.
What's he said about facing his brother?
What did I say about
him? What has he said?
Oh, he's ready. He's ready to face him, man. He's ready to face him. He's looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure they're going to have some trash talking going on, but they're brothers.
The Falcons had some success with the toss play, and it's something that Minnesota incorporates into its offense as well.
Right.
What are the keys to defending that?
Pretty much just everybody getting on different levels and getting across the block, just being physical and being able to have an edge. Setting that edge to pull that play up to get it turned back is going to be the main key.
Keep asking about Case Keenum, but can you talk about those backs, McKinnon and Latavius Murray, and the kind of challenges they present?
Two top backs in this league, obviously. One of them's definitely more of a power runner. In Murray, you have your power runner more downhill. Then you have McKinnon, who's a guy who can do a lot of perimeter and receiving game type of things. You're going to see him with the screens, wheel routes. He's more of a toss guy, as you would say. And pretty much you see the difference in those two guys, but they use them very well in that scheme. And getting guys on blocks and just pretty much trying to get cracks and things like that to be able to get McKinnon on the edge and then switch it up and get Murray downhill on you.
You guys played them in 2016. How much better is that offensive line from then to now?
Honestly, man, it's a whole different offensive line. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the only guy might be on it from last year is the center, and he's not even the center anymore. I think he's the guard now, right?
I mean, the whole line, and basically that was the one thing that seemed like it was holding that team back. Yeah, last season, they started at 5-0, you guys beat them, and they kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah, they're obviously a great team, man. You've seen what they've done in the run game, so you know their offensive line is extremely well, and also in the pass game. You see what Thielen and Diggs have done. You see their receiving yards, so you know those guys are being able to protect and sit in there because those guys are deep threat guys. So that extends them to get their offensive line to be able to sit in the pocket and just let Keenum just lunge the ball up there and throw those nice tight dimes that he got. And that's what they like to play off.
You mentioned your first playoff experience. What do you think the crowd is going to be like? Right around 6:38, you guys are coming out of the tunnel. Kickoff is on the horizon. What do you think that atmosphere is going to be like?
It's going to be unreal, man, because the last one was amazing. So I know this one, and this one is going to top that one. Obviously, a bigger stage, bigger game. Everything is just magnified in times 10. So it's going to be insane, man. It's going to be crazy because I couldn't even hear myself the last game. So now I know I'm not even going to be able to hear anything. Hopefully, I can get the calls. But, yeah, man, it's definitely something that I experienced. I can't even speak on it because I haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah.
You know?